So this is it. Episode 35, season finale. We should probably do something reflective and meaningful. But instead, we planned absolute chaos. There's a game we barely understand, surprise hot takes, and a suspicious number of confessions. And yes, we had Easter eggs in this episode because apparently we're those people now. If you've been riding with us this season, first of all, are you okay? And second, we love you. Let's end this thing the only way we know how. Too loud, too personal, and probably oversharing.
Avocados.
Okay, everyone, breathe. This is it, episode 35, our season finale. And yeah, it's a little chaotic, a little unhinged, but so are we. We've heard 34 episodes of us trying to hold it together. This one, we're letting it go. So just to start things off, we're ending season one. We've made so many mistakes. We've made so much magic. But we might also be wearing matching robes right now. You guys can decide whether or not that's true.
I'm feeling like Hugh Hef.
they probably think we're naked now.
Okay, you took it there, not me.
Oh my God, that'd be so weird.
The voices started already.
I don't want to see anyone's nipples.
I don't want to see anybody's nipples.
So before we talk about what has been, why don't we give the audience a little bit of an idea of what is to come? Don't give too much away. Just give them like one line that is like your thoughts and expectations of season two.
First off, you said come. Anyway.
Again.
Well, I brought a surprise guest. They don't even know they're the guest.
Chlamydia.
Always taking it someplace dark and dirty. Let's see.
No, but real talk. I'm only here for the game and to confess a crime, possibly.
And we're not doing a recap. We're doing something way dumber. That's my feelings.
Cucumber Tuesday?
Yeah, but only with the fact that we've released 1,500 minutes of content, which is more than the whole Godfather trilogy.
Oh, God. I didn't even realize it was that much.
Yeah. I didn't either. That's a lot.
Oh, God. So, Cucumber Tuesday.
We officially lasted longer than The Godfather.
Woo!
Officially lasted longer than a straight woman's orgasm.
Oh.
Lord have mercy. What are you drinking today?
It's a mimosa.
It's not mimosa. It's mimosa.
Oh, God. Hermione, shut the fuck up. Punch her right in the dick.
I just want to say Wingardium Leviosa. That's all I got.
Well, you've lifted my spirit.
I think with that, we should move over to Carissa to discuss some of the things that we have said, or maybe haven't said this season.
Do we want to talk about a few moments that aged weirdly?
Yeah. Let's go for it.
What? Vinegar balls?
Oh, God. I forgot about that. Seven Colors Lagoon asshole. That was episode one.
I don't want to yuck your yum.
I didn't say that.
Taking a picture of her juice box.
Oh, God.
Nasty. Moldy.
Moldy. I'm about to spiral.
Yeah.
That's our tagline right there.
Yeah, it
anything
is.
To do with poop.
Yeah, hopefully next season we're constipated.
Everybody take your Imodium.
You don't need a poop cruise part two.
Ooh, no, definitely not.
That would be a shitty situation. Close enough.
But no, shout out to all our listeners and for giving us feedback on your favorite lines and things we've done on the podcast and things we've talked about. It's been really great to interact with all you guys. Thank you for the fan mail we received just recently from one of our listeners. That's huge. It was really nice to hear from you. Good to get the feedback. And now we'll know what to bring into season two.
Absolutely. Yes. Shout out to Ken Krell at the Pride Nomad and Daily Hug. He's doing some great things out there. We're hoping to work with him a little more in the future.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop.
So exciting! See, I don't know. It's just been a lot of fun. It's been quite therapeutic. I've pissed quite a few people off, which I love. So it's fine.
It wouldn't be authentic if you didn't piss somebody off. Yeah. Let's be real.
Yeah, that is your brand.
Yeah, apparently.
I've pissed a couple people off too, so.
Yeah.
We are.
There's the chaos.
We are related, so.
Sometimes you gotta piss someone off.
Or everyone.
Sometimes you gotta get pissed.
Apparently, it seems like my whole motive for this podcast was to get canceled. Didn't work.
Well, you know, I actually got a comment from a listener on social media that they said to me that this podcast was essentially if you could take Drag Race and their Holy Roman Empire and just mash them into one, that's us.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting calzone.
I like it.
Sorry, I'm very hungry right now. Yeah,
we need to eat.
I wish we got some more like that. Sounds very sexual in nature. Talk dirty to us. Hate me like one of your French girls.
Moby.
No, they weren't. Now they are. They're probably at the bottom of the ocean.
Do you remember we talked about vaginal steaming?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
How did we get there?
I know, but we also talked about anal bleaching that same episode, I think.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah.
I remember us talking about that. I don't remember how it got brought up.
I don't either.
I don't remember.
I think you brought it up, Peter.
Ah, that self-care.
Oh, yeah.
Self-care. Very important.
Care for your anal cavity.
Don't steam.
Don't steam and shave on the same day.
No, don't steam and bleach. I'm not sure about shaving, but oh, I could imagine it wouldn't be a good idea.
Don't do any of that all in the same day.
It just sounds like it hurts.
Grabs crotch.
Ugh, no, it's moldy there.
That is moldy.
Yeah. What?
What the hell?
The crab's crotch, I thought you just said.
She said grabs crotch. Oh. What are you talking about?
Sorry, I'm on another planet, apparently.
You know what? That was good. I liked it.
I was like, yeah, crab's crotch sounds pretty moldy.
What the fuck is crab's crotch?
I don't know. A crotch infested with crabs.
I never want crab's crotch.
That's what I was taking it as.
A crotch that spent too much time in the fucking sea.
Yeah. Salty. Yeah, there's been a lot going on that I honestly didn't realize that we talked about mental health. We talked about eco-anxiety.
Yeah. AI taking over
AI,
the world.
Yes. AI.
They're working on sex bots now.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. This is getting way out of hand. If you need a... Never mind. We're not going to...
Why? No,
you know what? Fuck it. If you
it's
need
the last
a fucking,
episode, just do it.
If you need a fucking sex bot to get off, like, seriously, what is wrong with you? What is... I don't...
They're programmed for pleasure, so it's like they're not going to miss every other straight man.
Oh, my God.
And what are you talking about? You have tiny robots as women that give you pleasure. They come with batteries, remember? No, they're rechargeable now.
Tiny robots.
There's a battery
inside.
You
mean like vibrators? Is that what you're talking about?
Handheld robots.
That is not a robot.
It depends on how you look at it.
Listen, I don't want any kind of sex bot approaching me with boobs and ass. That's a little weird.
I feel like there wouldn't be much use for a sex bot in the lesbian world.
No.
Well, maybe, but I feel like in the lesbian world, more times than not, partners are willing to have a back and forth type thing, a give and a take, more so than in straight and sometimes gay relationships.
He's talking about cunnilingus.
Well, not just that, but just in general, like whatever gets the other one off.
There could be a good sex bot for that. Obviously, for the lesbians, it could just have a tongue that's on a cylinder and just keeps rotating.
They already have that.
A double-ended one.
Yeah, but then you'll have the woman's face there too, so
they can just sit vag to vag.
It's just a little
and
fucking
stare
weird.
Into each other's eyes.
I'm leaving.
You started it. No, I did. I said the sex bot thing. My bad.
But yes, Sean, to answer your question, yes. Most of the time in lesbian relationships, it's a switch.
Yeah, see, I feel like that makes more sense.
We could take the sex bots and just, we're throwing them out the window. I'm done.
That's expensive.
Carissa is canceling the sex bots.
I am. I'm boycotting this. Especially the fucking brains. Twirling tongue thing you were talking about. I'm all set.
Why?
That's terrifying.
You know what? I just pictured like...
A tongue weed whacker.
I pictured like Gene Simmons' tongue, that long, crazy fucking tongue, sticking out of this silicone face that's wide open, like fully extended jaw, just a massive tongue sticking out, looking so creepy. And then now I'm just picturing it going... Oh,
and it's smiling. While it's doing it.
Looking lovingly into your eyes.
Please and, don't.
And you know that they would come in three shades, white, black,
and yellow,
and some ethnically ambiguous color.
He's saying yellow. That was racist.
I didn't say yellow. You did.
This got deep.
Yeah. Apparently, it's going to go deeper with the sex bot. But moving on. How about you, Carissa? Did you have an emotional breakdown?
Did I have an emotional breakdown?
Yeah.
Oh, this season?
Yeah.
Probably about 15 times.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
You need a straight jacket with a thorazine drip in a padded room.
I have a question for you guys. What's one episode that you guys are really proud of from the season? Not necessarily that... did crazy well with listens or anything, but that's just that you were really proud of us putting out.
None of them.
They were all so good.
Yeah, they are.
It's hard to just pick one.
Am I the Asshole? That one was fun.
That one was probably one of the most fun ones.
That one was a lot of fun.
Yeah, Am I the Asshole? Also, I can't think of the name that we named it. That's really sad. The Putting Our Friends on Notice. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Carissa led that one. No, you led that one.
Was it about group chats?
Yeah.
Coming in hot. It came in real hot.
Yeah, we came in hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like three episodes ago? The letting the family drama loose. That was fun.
That was fun. That was a fun one.
Yeah, our fan mail even addressed that one. That one actually went over well from what we can understand. So
my water skiing.
Yes.
Adventure.
Yes. Yep.
Face planting.
I haven't gone water skiing again, just so you know. I haven't tried it. I was supposed to go this past week. I think it was Wednesday. And then the person who has the boat didn't show up at the gym to confirm. So
that's sad. But you did face plant. You are a lesbian.
I did.
You face planted.
It's nothing new.
You're missing the joke.
I know. That's nothing new. Face planting is nothing new.
She face planted right into a muff.
Oh, my.
I have a story about that, actually.
Oh, God.
Ooh, face planted really into fall. A muff?
Yes, I really did. I was intoxicated. This was many years ago, and I tripped over something in the bedroom, and I fell right into her crotch.
Perfect setup.
That shit must have been bruised.
She was like, what the fuck? I was like, I tripped on some shit on your floor.
She's like, if you wanted to give me some head that bad, all you had to do was ask.
It was totally unintentional.
Meanwhile, she's storming the gates of Troy with her forehead. That's terrible.
Oh my
I have
Lord.
A lot of crazy stories. I've fallen off the bed.
Oh. That's embarrassing.
I don't know
gotten,
how.
Like, injured? Are we talking about like in the act?
In the act.
Yeah, I've gotten fallen injured off the bed. In the act. I've dislocated my shoulder.
Jesus.
That sounds like a fisting accident.
No, there was no fisting.
You're doing
involved.
A handstand?
No.
Were you wall twerking?
I was trying to change positions.
In the ass.
He was wall twerking.
I had my hip pop out of place.
Jesus.
That guy's black. Yep.
He was, actually, but that's not why.
Once you go black, your hip going crack. See, I knew he was black.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to realign your spine.
No, it wasn't even that big.
I know, that's a common misconception. Most of them are like milk duds. That size. Micro penis.
Oh, my God.
You ever throw your back out?
Yeah, many times.
Getting out of bed.
On a daily basis when I try and stand up.
I'm talking about during the act.
Yeah, I've done that.
No.
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
I feel like the odd man out here.
Cars are tough.
Why are you in the car?
Cars can be tough.
Front seat of the car is like really tough.
Again, why? Where is the... I'm confused.
It can be done.
I don't want to know. Gays, I know.
why couldn't... Well, I guess for lesbians, it could be a little bit more...
I was climbing over the fucking
intricate.
Seat.
How?
A little more intricate to get that done.
Well, that's because they're fucking doing origami.
Yes. I was climbing over the seat.
We had a great season. And we held back a lot. There have been quite a few things that happened behind the scenes that we didn't capture on camera or record.
Yes, we did, but you won't let me put it out. I caught you with that bubble machine.
Oh, yeah, the bubble machine. But yeah, there's been a lot of stuff that we held back this season. For me, the hardest thing holding back was naming names. That was the hardest thing.
That was definitely hard. And also trying to refrain from hurting people's feelings.
Yeah. What? No, I didn't.
Because even if you didn't, I feel like even if you didn't say names, people were like, if the shoe fits.
If you thought the shoe fits, then you probably were the one wearing the shoe.
Right.
Yeah. I agree.
But honestly, if you think that anything that we say is about you personally, then that's you. So we didn't name any names. We know, and some of our listeners probably know, but we didn't put your name out there. So if you feel like a shitball, then you probably are the shitball, but we're not going to confirm or deny that.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Is there anything that you guys held back? Because Carissa held back Big Mac. Yeah, her Big Mac segment.
Yes, I did. We recorded that behind the scenes.
Yes, but we didn't release it.
No, the Big Mac and a Diet Coke.
Maybe that'll be coming for season two.
Yeah. Season two, we'll air that. Or what about me doing the drum fit warm up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I was writing a drum fit routine for one of my fitness classes to teach before we were getting ready to record the podcast, and Peter totally recorded me fucking throwing my hands in the air, looking absolutely ridiculous with a laptop in front of me.
To the left. To the right. To the back. And your tits out. There you go. Tits out like an African tribe. But yeah, it's no secret. There was a lot of strong opinions in this season. Very strong, mainly on my end.
I had a lot of strong opinions that we cut because I get a little aggressive.
Yeah. As someone who does the editing, there's a lot. There were a couple of episodes that were probably almost like an hour and 30 minutes, and we had to cut them back.
Remember when me and Sean started arguing on an episode and you had to cut a chunk of it out?
Yes.
That was when I was still editing them.
That was back in the day. That was probably like episode 6 or 7.
We kept it very professional, too. We kept it so professional, and then Peter was like, no, this needs to stop.
Now.
It's really sad when I'm the voice of reason. A strong opinions. What opinions did you guys have?
I would say I love it.
I think that we all love it.
It's amazing. It's the best podcast I've ever heard.
Strong opinion. It's definitely difficult to do, especially when there are three such big personalities in the room. So I think we did a really good job at managing each other, to be honest.
I learned a lot about social media, I'll tell you that much, because I don't know shit.
Oh my God. I fucking hate Instagram.
I hate it so much, and I'm on it all day.
Now you guys know my pain at work.
Yeah, I fucking hate it. Anytime something would needed to be posted or something, I'm like, how the fuck do I do this? How the fuck do I do this? I am not a social media whore.
Yeah, and then half the things that you can automate on these social media planning platforms, you then have to actually go in and post yourself. It's not even like you can really automate them. Right. And then you have people like in my line of work who want you to create all of this extravagant content for them. And it's like, dude, You are not paying anywhere near enough for the time that needs to be taken to do what you're asking.
Yeah. It's crazy. But you know something? It's all a learning curve and a learning experience. A lot of our filming, that was Peter with the camera angles and honestly trying to edit video. We realized that takes a lot longer than anybody would ever imagine.
It's absolutely ridiculous. I wish in the future we'll probably have a team that does it for us. But yeah, props to anybody that still does it by themselves.
Yeah, seriously.
Because that is brutal.
That's part of the reason we threw it out the window.
Yeah. Next season, we'll be doing it mainly because we'll be completely digital. We'll be over the internet. Carissa will be here in the U.S. And Sean and I will be in Portugal.
Portugal.
Fuck you guys. You're leaving me here to rot.
On the upside, when we do the podcast, it'll probably be like 6 a.m. for us.
6 a.m?
Yeah, there's a 5-hour difference.
So you
that
want
would
me?
Be like 11 o'clock at night for her.
Right.
Yeah, so he's going to have to do it later. We're going to have
do
to
do you want
be
me to
up.
Do it at 11 p.m.?
No. Yes. Whatever's easier for you.
That's when I go to bed.
Night, night. Night, night.
Chris will be on the podcast sleeping.
We'll figure it out.
Just snoring. That's all you're going to hear.
We'll wake her up for her segment.
Is there anything that you guys wish you hadn't said out loud or wish that you had?
I wish that I said, I mean this in the most disrespectful way possible, and then said something really funny.
There's always next season.
I don't have anything that, I don't know. I wish I didn't say. I'm glad I said everything I said.
Yeah, I feel like that. Yeah, I stand behind everything I said.
Oh, I know something I wish I said. I love Drag Race. Oh, wait, I did say that.
No, I still wish I said that. Yeah, it's all good.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm still okay. But hopefully next season it's going to be even crazier. We have been talking some collabs. We've been talking to some new creators. So it's going to be really fun. I'm excited, especially since a lot of these creators are overseas too.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll meet them in person and Carissa will still have to meet them digitally.
Shut up. I'm coming for Christmas. We're all going to celebrate together. I've decided.
Yes. Anyway, is there anything that you guys wish that we, like, topics wise that we revisit?
There's a couple episodes I felt like people seem to really like that I think would be worth doing like a part two or another extension of. I think the I'm an asshole one that you talked about earlier was very fun. Yeah. People seem to find it funny. People seem to really like our eco anxiety episode.
Mm-hmm.
They also seem to like the astrology episode and Carissa's mini episode about fitness. So those are things that I think would be really fun to revisit. Same thing with AI, because there's so much going on in all of those topics.
And now there's fuckbots.
Yeah.
that we can talk about more than just what we've already talked about. So, yeah.
I think that Kim Kardashian wants a fuckbot.
Didn't she get one of those Tesla robots?
She got one of the Tesla robots, right?
Yeah, and it's going to punch her in the clit.
Oh my God. On the topic of robots, did anyone see that video of the robots running and then they pair it side by side with the video of J.D. Vance running? And
they
look exactly the same.
Why does J.D. Vance wear eyeliner?
I don't know.
It's honestly the only thing I know about that turd.
I love the picture of him where they made him bald.
Oh, honestly, and this is no shade to any of our bald listeners, but when they're really shiny, they remind me of dildos.
The only reason the picture of him bald is so funny is because they also blew his face up. So it looks like he's having an allergic reaction and he's bald all at the same time. And then the eyeliner and the beard.
It's insane.
It's a combination that's just like chef's kiss of craziness.
You know, I think about this all the time with bald people. Imagine that they became bald from holding in a sneeze.
And just all the hair fell
off. All the hair fell off.
I'm never holding in a sneeze ever again in my life.
Now, I didn't know this was a fear of mine, but now it is a fear of mine.
You hold in the sneeze and then all your hair falls off, your eyebrows and your freaking eyelashes. You look like a damn worm.
I wouldn't leave the house.
Just for the audience's knowledge, Peter threatens to do this to Carissa and I on a regular basis.
Yes,
shave all of the hair off of our face and head, our eyebrows and eyelashes included, so that we look like a worm.
Yeah. Don't come at us, all right?
I didn't threaten. I promised. I make good on my friggin' promises. One day you will wake up fully waxed on your face.
Don't touch my moneymaker, bitch.
I'll shine it.
Stay back.
Put oils all over it.
Oh, my Lord.
Shine it like a bowling ball.
Terrible.
Anyway, well, how about you, Carissa? Anything you wish that we revisited?
Yeah, actually, I got some feedback. People want another episode on online dating.
Oh, that's God. A good one. I forgot about that one. That's another one
Any
that I'd like to.
Additional disasters or things that have come up. And then
C-U-M.
Also the dating disasters episode. I got some feedback about that. People want a part two of that.
Oh. I don't even remember the dating disasters.
Oh, are we talking?
That was, Martin, that was right? The vinegar balls one.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we talking about the one with Martin? Yeah, that was a good one too. Yeah, I think both of those are really good ones to revisit. I think those were a lot of fun.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
And I think we actually have a listener-submitted story that could pair up with the dating disaster stories. So we could maybe include that.
Perfect.
That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that everyone for season two, don't forget, submit your hot takes on this. Submit any dating disasters, anything that... I don't know, any sexual encounters that you feel were disastrous because Carissa falls out of bed.
Sean that was dislocates one, his body parts.
That was one time. It was one time.
But also, hold on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Banana socks. And you'll know it when you hear it. And yeah, just stay tuned because we are only taking a 2-week hiatus here. In the interim, you will still get some of our Avocados Abroad episodes. They have a lot of news on that, and it's going to be a good time. Carissa might join us for an episode on that.
Yes, I will.
Because we have not left.
Not yet. They haven't left yet.
Yeah.
We also want to get some more, like we said, fitness mini episodes done with Carissa in the fitness and wellness realm of things. So we can...
Yeah.
Get her thoughts on that.
We're the three best friends that anybody could have.
Best friends that anyone could have.
But
yes,
also,
we're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Shut up. But also in season two, take a look for my minisode series, which will be user submitted stories that you want honest feedback on. I'll leave it at that. You
think,
decide.
Think of, what is it, Asking Annie or something? Was that what that
it
thing
was?
Oh, Ask
right?
Annie, yeah.
In the newspaper, right?
Yeah, think of it like that,
she's
but an unhinged version.
I'm better. Anyway, Sean, did you have something for us?
Yeah, I wanted to play a quick little game. Oh, I am going to read off a random episode. And I would like you guys to give it a new twist. Either, let me start over. Give it a new pitch. Remember what we did on the episode and try and update it and make it different. Maybe give it a new name, change a segment or two around. What would you do to make it brand new if you could redo it all over again?
This is hard because I don't remember half of them.
But I'll tell you. And if you don't remember what it's about, I'll refresh your memory because I've got a bunch of them picked out already. So I'm just going to... We'll start with Carissa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's easier.
All right. So let's see. How? Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. If you could redo Astrology Made Me Do It using the stars as a scapegoat, what would you change about it? How would you make it new?
Oh, see, that would have been a good one for me.
That would have been a really good one for him.
Okay.
But I'm going to just say it. We talked way too much about Libras and they got way too much attention.
Yeah, too much airtime.
Way too much airtime.
So how would you change it?
I think we could go back and elaborate more a little bit on our own zodiac signs and our tendencies. We talked briefly about it, but I don't think we talked enough about that. And then we could also talk about I don't know, other things associated with astrology and how people think the world's ending.
We could call it Capricorns, Cancers, and Tauruses.
Yes. That's a good idea. I like that.
Isn't it Capricorns, Cancers, and Taurians?
Taurians? Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Taurians.
This sounded cooler.
I would have repitched that as astrology and the Kama Sutra.
Oh. See, and you didn't think you knew what you were doing here. No,
it was about sex.
No, I got that. I'm saying you didn't, you were like iffy about this game, and then you, as soon as I said one, you had an idea.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
The stars align every time you have sex.
All right, so how about each of you will give us your repitch on one? So I'm going to go with another one.
Oh, God.
Drag, delusion, and dumbassery, a pop culture exorcism.
That one was fun, though.
That one, yeah, that one is fun. I wouldn't even change that.
That was the one where it was talking about scary movie and stuff, right?
I think so.
We went through, like, the bait bus and all the bait bus. That was a porno.
what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Bait bus was definitely a porno.
The voices have taken over.
Yes, we did that.
The next bus. Yeah, that's what
Which,
I said. The next bus.
It's funny that we bring that up because I've been sharing some posts in our Facebook group, which... Also, join our Facebook group if you haven't yet. Hot Clips and Avocados, a community pit. There's a lot of fun stuff going on in there. Please join. Please interact. Love you guys. Anyway, I've been sharing some fun next clips that have been shared on the internet on there. Some of the little things that would come up for these contestants were insane. One of the girl's things said she pooped in a box and mailed it to her ex.
What the fuck?
That's great.
That's disgusting.
This is what I think of you.
Could you imagine her shitting in the box and the whole time she's...
Yes.
Because she can smell it, yes. First of all. And
she
then to seal
shit
it.
In her hand.
How much fucking tape did she use to close it up? I want to know. And how do you keep it from not steaming through the box?
Ew.
Oh, yeah, because like... Not to be gross, sealed. But shit has got some moisture to it. Like, how right. is it not soaking through the box?
Exactly.
Not mine. It's dry as fuck.
Oh, my God.
Comes out looking like a cigarette.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know. She vacuum sealed it. Guy probably thought it was pudding and then opened it.
Ugh.
Smelled like death.
Okay, so let's say we're not changing that episode, but if you were to rename it, what would you name it?
Oh.
I don't know. It was... too much. Yeah, name it that.
It turned into a fucking shitstorm.
Yeah.
It turned into a shitstorm. I like it.
That was good.
If I were to rename it, I would call it, it turned into a shitstorm, and that's how we got flamingo lasagna.
Oh.
Ooh.
Flamingo lasagna.
That's different.
That sounds like something they eat in Florida.
All right, last one, though. So if you could redo anything about therapy speak, hangover, and the great detachment.
Ooh, I don't really.
No, wait, not that one.
I remember that one, but not.
That's not the one I was thinking of. It's the crying, coochie sweat, and colonizers. That's the one.
That one, the name was great. I don't know because I don't really remember it.
That was the first one the three of us did together after vacation. The therapy speak one was the one that you and I did when Carissa was still on her break.
I don't remember the colonizer. Oh, is this where you're talking about the don't claim shit for yourself if you don't know the culture?
Yes. And I believe this is also the one we talked about, the guy who said that acapurrias were made with cornbread.
Oh.
Ooh.
That, I wish we could just line dumbasses up and paintball them right in the forehead, but... That would not be spotlight, and there's too many witnesses. That one, I don't know how I would do that differently. I feel like that would be great to have a Hawaiian native on, or like a Maori person.
I was going to say, I think that bringing a guest on, yeah. someone that can talk about how these things impact where they're from, whether it be someone like your mom who grew up on Puerto Rico, or someone else like you, Peter was saying.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, there are a lot more oppressed people than just the African Americans in the country.
Absolutely.
So it would be nice to shed some light on that.
Yeah, yes. I completely agree.
I don't know. I don't know how I would redo it. Talk more about coochie sweat. That's how I'd redo it. No, I don't have one, so I can't. Bussies don't count.
Oh, I know. Bureaucracy, bussy sweat.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Both of them sound gross.
And bilbies.
Bilbies.
What the fuck is bilbies?
Is there an animal from Australia? They look like a little rat. Yeah, bilbies are the little animal. They look like a... Oh, it's hard to describe. They look like a chinchilla met an anteater.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute.
And they have really big ears. They're endangered, though.
Hmm. Oh.
Fire in your hole.
That scared the shit out of me.
Scared Christ right out of me. That was already gone.
I got just the reaction I wanted.
I didn't even know you had that up here.
It was an exorcism.
Perfect.
Yeah, I don't know how I would change that anymore. I think that one was fun and pretty self-explanatory.
I would just call it, and this is how we got flamingo lasagna.
What is with this lasagna?
Yeah, what's up with the flamingos?
More on that later.
Okay.
What I would like our listeners to do is send us your version, your greenlit version of an episode for season two.
Yeah.
What would your ideal episode look like? Whether it's a part two of something we've done already, a revisit to something we've talked about, or just something brand new. We want to know what you would like to see. So send us some ideas. On that topic, I do want to say that we did get another fan mail when I was going through our inbox.
Before you read that one, I just want to spiral back there for a second. The astronomy one, we should do the astronomy, Kama Sutra, and STIs.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. That could be good. Could be good, informative.
Sorry.
The voices are fucking spiraling in his head right now.
They're playing bumper cars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bump, bump.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
what
so I was saying
happening.
The voices are here. No. But we got another fan letter. This person would like to remain anonymous, but they did say that they recently discovered our podcast and they sent us an idea for us to talk about. So we're currently waiting for some more information from them on that. But it does have to do with the environment and a potential, not solution, but alternative to the way we currently use automobiles. So we're looking into some of that stuff. Just want to let them know that if they're listening, we're looking into everything and seeing how we can fit it in.
Greta Thunberg didn't like what I had to say.
No, but they did mention Greta Thunberg in their email.
Oh, I like them already. If it's in a negative light. Anyway, just kidding, but not. Yeah, that'd be fun. Name them.
No, I promise we wouldn't use any names.
We don't want to get in trouble.
I'm kidding. I kid. I'll see the name later.
Yeah, I can't hide it from you, but we won't announce it to the public.
Yeah.
Moldy! I think that one thing we should talk about is some of the love that we've gotten, whether it be something that we've been told personally about the show or something that we've received online. I know Carissa has gotten a lot of feedback from people who listen on what they think about the show. So do you want to get rid of some of our Sunday scaries since it's Sunday for us by telling us a little bit about what you've heard people like?
I've heard that people think that we're hilarious. They really enjoy hearing our take on different things. And a lot of people have said it's relatable, which is nice, especially the LGBTQ community.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's what I love to hear. Because honestly, that's why we started this. That's why we wanted to do this, was to connect with our community and make people feel like they had a community.
I would like to point out that we're not actually joking. This is just real thoughts.
Maybe for Peter.
It's just real thoughts. This is how we are.
No, this is actually how we are.
Mood apathetic. That's
another thing. One of our cousins told us, he goes, it's great listening to you guys because you guys have conversations like we would have at Cousins Night, which is dope.
Yeah, I feel like that's my favorite episodes are the episodes where it really, when listening back to it, it sounds like we're just having a conversation, which most of them are like that, but those are definitely my favorites, the ones where it just flows so seamlessly.
Yeah, a lot of the times that we did this, we were exhausted from working and fighting with people at work and answering stupid questions at work. And you get the gist.
Just talking at work in general. Yes.
It's exhausting.
Dealing with people is tough.
Yes. I love our listeners, but if we met and I'm tired, I'm not mad at you. I hate myself.
No, when he's tired, he's insane. He like completely loses his mind.
It's like I'm on drugs.
Yes.
Do you get weird?
Yeah.
He gets extremely
weird. And everything
weird.
Is funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
We aren't related.
Sometimes there's accents.
Mm-hmm. It's like I just took a balloon and inhaled helium.
Yes. balloon full of acid.
Oh my God.
It's a real good time. And then when you turn the lights off, forget it. Fair game. All right. So just to bring it back here, we want to give a shout out to our top three listener cities this season. Shout out to Roseville, California.
Yes.
And then also Worcester, Massachusetts. Ooh. And Boston, Massachusetts. Ooh. Surprise.
Oh, yeah. We love you.
And just an FYI, that's me at every birthday party. Literally.
That's what we were getting at. We're trying to embody Carissa there for a second.
I can't be as loud here.
No, the dogs will go nuts.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want the dogs barking right now.
They probably are.
But thank you guys all for listening. We hope to see you in season two. Continue listening, continue giving us feedback and interacting with us. We love you guys.
We love you.
Love you.
Yeah, and also maybe we'll see you guys at some podcasting events down the road.
Yes.
Look for the fat fuck. Namely me.
Look for us at next year's Signal Awards.
Leftover ravioli confession.
Exactly.
If season one was a pop culture moment, we were the Red Wedding of podcasts. For those who don't know, it's a GOT, Game of Thrones reference. We are slightly violent and unexpected, and no one's quite over it yet.
And they never will be.
They shouldn't be. But yeah, we have some quick pop culture matchups. So Carissa, she equals the Beyonce Renaissance Tour energy. Woo woo.
I don't even know how that makes sense. But I'll take it. I like Beyonce.
You won't break my soul.
Exactly.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
See? No, that wasn't Renaissance, Carissa.
You know what? That's just my song.
Cuff It.
Yeah.
Alien Superstar.
You know Cuff It.
I do know Cuff It. Yeah. You're right.
So I equal Gen Z memes that spiral into conspiracy. Yeah, I can see the Gen Z memes, but there's really no conspiracy. They don't want to do anything with their life. Anyway. And Sean.
That's the conspiracy.
I guess. Sean equals the Succession finale monologue you didn't see coming.
I don't know anything about Succession, but I'll take it. It sounds like I'm succeeding.
This is the one with the family that they're fighting over, like, the father's legacy.
Oh, I wanted to watch that one. We could watch that.
Yeah. No.
I guess we're not going to watch that.
No, I hadn't heard of it. I liked where you said you sounded successful. I'll go with that.
Me too.
But to our listeners, we want you to tag us in a meme that sums up season one. The winner gets eternal validation and maybe merch, which is coming, or maybe a cursed sticker.
I want the curse sticker.
Bigger.
What kind of curse is it?
We should just keep it. We're not giving it away.
Cruciatus curse.
Ooh.
No, that's the one that hurts. That's the torture curse for Harry Potter.
Unless you're into that shit.
Oh, yeah. Don't yuck anyone's yum.
That's right.
Mm, punch me in my face.
Oh, no.
I like how you guys just threw that out there for our final episode of the season.
This one's for Deborah.
Oh, Deborah.
Yeah.
Anyway, who the fuck is Deborah?
Why don't we talk about next season before we wrap things up? So let's have a quick little brainstorm session here, guys. What is one idea that you are pitching for season two?
We bring on a sex therapist.
Ooh,
that's a good
that
one.
That could be fun.
A lesbian one.
Ooh.
I think I can find one. I got it.
It's getting spicy.
That one too. Let's bring on a OnlyFans creator.
Ooh, that's a good idea too.
I know one or two that we could ask.
Yeah, we should bring one on to talk about dating and doing OnlyFans.
Oh, this person, one of the people I'm thinking of actually just recently got announced a public relationship. So maybe that would be a good one to talk to.
Those are my ideas.
That's a good idea. I like that.
I love it. What about you, Chris? Do you have any pitches?
I got to really think about this. I've gotten feedback that we need some more lesbian drama, so I might have to bring one of my crazy lesbian friends on here.
Ooh, I love that.
There's one in particular that I never want to see.
We're just not going to allow her to drink. Or we're going to try.
Two things I would like to do are I'd like to definitely bring more guests on.
We have that lined up.
No, I know. I'm just saying that's one thing for season two. More guests, because I think that we're great, but sometimes people want to hear other people's opinions. But I would love to do some review type mini episodes more so than just Drag Race. I think there's a lot of entertainment out there that our fans may like to hear our opinion on, whether it be a show Carissa likes or a movie that you want to watch, something. I just think it would be cool to pop some of those out there every now and then.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and I think we're going to possibly start doing lives. So people will get to see us and ask questions.
Why do you say possibly?
Because I'm fat.
So what?
What am I going to do? Shake my tits?
Yes.
Shake your tits, shake your tits.
Oh, by the way, speaking of shaking tits, do you remember when he was doing that? When we were about to start recording an episode?
Yeah.
I don't recall this.
She was trying to open and you just started shaking your tits.
And created cleavage.
I would never do such things.
Actually, you weren't even shaking them. You were jiggling it with your hand.
Jiggling them, yeah.
I would never do such things. You guys are liars.
Never.
Really?
That's one of our outtakes. Never. It was so random, too. And you were making sound effects.
This doesn't sound like me. You're lying. It is. Anyway. I have too many ideas.
I don't want to give away too much. I want a lot of it to be a surprise. We have a lot of things in store, a lot of ideas. So I was trying to be vague.
I have another one. I have another one to pitch.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Why don't we take in a microphone and interview people at a bathhouse?
Oh, my God. I don't know about that.
How much do we have to pay to get in?
That might be an invasion of privacy.
Why?
Also,
no names.
Are lesbians allowed in those places?
No.
Okay. So then I'm going to draw a beard. Draw on a beard. That's it. I'm ready.
She's going to tape it on.
Just tape it on and go for it.
No, you just say you're trans.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. That was not a dig. We're being inclusive. Yeah. How about anything that listener said that stuck with you?
Anything that stuck with me?
I have one. People say that we talk about shit too much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That stuck with you?
Mm-hmm. Stuck like a constipation. No.
That's why we're plugging it up for season two.
Oh, my God.
Stinky.
Sounds like a butt plug.
Could be.
No, they didn't say that we talk about shit too much. We just...
It comes up.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. It happens, okay? That's the saying. It's shit happens. It's not poo happens.
People really like when we tell them we're going to spiral.
Yeah.
And then we just go off the rails.
It's really hard to stay on topic when there's so many voices.
It's
fucking warp tour in my brain.
There's so many that are starting to come to Chris and I now. There's not enough room.
Yeah.
No, I need extra storage.
Me and Sean are the external hard drives.
Yes. I would like to point out that I am not schizophrenic. Nothing against nothing against people that are schizophrenic. We have someone in our family that is. I don't have the voice that tells me not to do something. That's the problem.
It's called no filter.
Oh, no moral compass.
Well, that too. I was trying to be polite about it.
No, just say I'm a dick. Everyone else does.
Well, you're a dick.
Sweet, as long as it's not a twat. I'd rather be a phallic object than a sapphic one. Anyway.
Oh,
be nice. Lord.
Speaking of sapphic entertainment, Hunting Wives is quite sapphic.
Yeah, I'm over it. It's gross. We watched episode one and I'm like, why is this bitch getting eaten out and making out with chicks and then she's trying to finger blast the other one?
What the fuck are you watching?
I called it as soon as they were looking at each other. I'm like, oh, she's into her.
Yeah, it's, what was it called?
Something Hunting Wives. Wives, or Hunting Wives. I don't know if it's The Hunting Wives or Hunting Wives. It's on Netflix.
Netflix? Yeah. I've seen it, but I didn't know what the
it's
fuck it
good.
Was.
Good, don't get me wrong. All the acting in it is good and everything, but it's a bit raunchy.
Yeah, it's like Texas meets Game of Thrones.
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
Now you don't have to. Just watch that.
Perfect.
It's like modern day Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I can see that reference.
Everyone's having sex with everyone. Remember when Pedro Pascal was on Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
And he was gay.
They squished his eyes out.
Yeah. He was gay. People are talking that he's gay in real life.
He was also in...
I'll take that.
Yeah, I would too. He was also in Undressed when he was much younger on MTV. And he played... I don't know if he played bisexual or gay or something like that. In that
was he thing. Naked?
No. No one got fully naked on that show. It was on MTV.
I was going to Google it. No.
I mean, he might have been shirtless, but...
That's not enough. Anyway, how about you, Carissa? Is there any vulnerable moments you can remember behind the scenes?
No. Not off the top of my head.
You had a moment last week.
Oh, yeah. I was upset about the whole, like, going into a bar and being sober. Yeah. And somebody making a comment.
I think that's very relatable, though. There's a lot more people who... are living a sober lifestyle than there were previously, or at least more people are able to be open about it. So I think that is very relatable for other people.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're not sober.
I'm not.
You're high on us.
I thought you were talking to me.
No, you're not sober. You're never sober.
Mm-mm. Not ever. Not a second of the day. So listeners, what should we change about the format? Should we bring on wild guests? Should we go visual? Do we need to make a fake call? Like, what do you need from us? Vote. Let us know what you want for the future. The form is in our bio. It's anonymous. Don't worry.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are your final thoughts on season one as we come to a close right now? What are you absolutely most proud of this season? Not necessarily an episode, but just in general.
We got through all of it. We made a commitment and we got through it. Granted, I took some time off there, which was much needed because I was losing my shit. But we got through it. We made a commitment and we did it.
Yeah. And I guess I'm most proud that we didn't kill each other, but also that there is going to be a season two.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We got a lot of love from you guys and it was... I don't know. It was very touching to get some honest feedback from you guys. So we want to keep doing that. We want to keep interacting with other people. Yeah. And it was just great getting to do that. Also, vote for us so that we're America's next favorite couple.
Yeah, vote for us.
Yes, vote for them, please. I want them to win.
I want to be in that spread. It's the only time I'm going to fit in the middle of a magazine.
Oh, my God.
He's not that fat.
When I see myself in the mirror, I'm like 900 pounds.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
So I have a question. What is one thing that each of you are planning to bring to season two? Whether it's a vibe, a mindset, a new segment. What are you planning on bringing? One thing.
I'm coming in hot.
Yeah.
I'm coming in real hot. I'm ready.
Bring it down to a simmer.
You're a fucking liar.
I gotta get an SD card for my brain.
Oh my God.
Need to calm down the voice.
Quick, get him another external hard drive.
Every time one dies, 15 take its place.
Peter's coming at you with more voices next season.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna try not to be so brutal. That's a fucking lie.
Stop lying. He's going to try to be more honest.
Yeah. Yes.
That's implying that I wasn't.
You keep lying just now.
Stop lying.
I was trying to be nice.
He's going to stop trying to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to stop trying to be not me.
And I'm going to try to keep my shit together.
Yeah. And we're going to try and actually bring you one segment that's a recurring segment, whether it be a game or just like crazy news or something like that. We want to have a new segment. So give us some options on that, that we can have recurring every day.
Yes, absolutely. A couple of things to look forward to for next season are new segments, new guests, and a lot more chaos.
Yes, definitely.
And the world just keeps getting more and more apocalyptic.
Yes.
So we'll never run out of things to talk about.
Right.
And if our episode does not come out at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, just know we are working shit out. It will be completely digital. This is going to be a new setup for us, but just be aware it is still going to come out.
Absolutely.
So please just be patient with us.
Yes. Yeah.
While we figure out the whole time zone difference thing and all that fun stuff.
Yes.
And because don't be they're leaving me. Shirks.
We're not leaving.
And
you're leaving us.
You may have noticed that we said some crazy things in this episode, a little crazier than normal. If you picked up on any of those, you may want to DM some of them to us on our socials, send them in an email, because if you're still here, DMing Flamingo Lasagna could get you a secret link, a sticker, or a deeply confusing compliment.
Yes, and keep an eye out for our merch that is going to be going live soon on our website. We're sorry that we didn't get it done before, but it is coming.
On that topic, let us know what you would like. We're going to start with t-shirts and stickers, but if there's something else, let us know.
Yeah, we're going to branch out from there and go into hoodies and hats and all that good stuff. But yeah.
Yeah.
The merch will be going live soon. How about you, Carissa?
For what, merch?
No, you got, and we're not talking about strap-ons.
Oh, no. Lord.
Brandon's strap-ons.
You took it there, okay? I didn't.
Always.
Imagine, though, an apocalypse and avocado strap-on.
I don't want to.
It plays the explosion.
We could do harnesses, too.
Oh, my God.
That's a great idea. Yeah. I like this. Yeah. You're onto something.
BDSM. I should not be in charge of the merch, clearly.
Take the computer away from him.
Peter is not allowed to come up with merch ideas anymore.
Yeah, we can get some dildos. That'd be fun. Apocalypse and avocados. You can literally go fuck yourself.
And they can glow in the dark.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Radioactive. Painted with radium.
All right. I guess that's it. Episode 35 is coming to a close. The after party is winding down. We've got confetti stuck to our shoes. I think Peter might be losing his voice, and Carissa may or may not be asleep under a table. Season 1 was a wild ride. He laughed with us, spiraled with us, roasted us in the DMs, and honestly, we wouldn't have it any other way. To every single listener who pressed play, left a comment, sent a voice memo, or just lurked silently, we felt you. You're part of this weird little audio family now. We'll be back soon, louder, weirder, and possibly wiser. But until then, stay chaotic, stay curious. And like I said, if you're still listening, DM us Flamingo Lasagna.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.